Welcome, hustler, player, and swinger. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast. This is one of thy most diverse podcasts and blogs in the world. Today we're going to be covering some real games, a topic that I want to discuss that I haven't necessarily been avoiding, but I haven't really addressed it yet. But it's time. I think it needs to be addressed. Before we get started, I urge you, if you haven't already, sign up to the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's a newsletter. You can go to my website. It's WJamesD.com. You can hit that free stuff tab, and then right at the top of that screen, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. In there, I share some advanced game, some advanced concepts that kind of put together and start giving you pieces of this great big puzzle. And once you start putting it together for yourself, I can guarantee you that you're going to feel empowered, and you're going to have a very sharp and strong perspective for what you are trying to do for yourself, the lifestyle that you want to live. So go ahead and sign up now if you haven't already. Also, I do take questions. I take all questions. You can hit me up on my email at wjamesdennis, WJamesDennis, at gmail.com. If you have any questions about anything I write, any podcasts I make, any blog posts I make, you can hit me there, and I do answer questions as fast as possible. In this podcast, I do want to talk about aggression. I want to talk about aggression from the perspective of the game and how it's kind of misinterpreted. Now, many of you know that I started out as a street hustler. Now, in that game, when I first put my foot down and when I first crossed over into that game, I used to hang around a lot of so-called thugs, really rough cats, very shiesty, very shady people, dudes, males. And as they used to give me what they called game about what I was doing, how I was doing it, what they also gave me was their idea of aggression. And their idea of aggression was, well, you have to be the top dog. Anybody coming to you, you got to be ready to stomp them out, man. It doesn't need to be any competition. You need to go out there and take heads. You know, you need to be the person that is on top of your particular kingdom. You need to be big, larger than life. And if anybody comes in and tries to mess with that, you need to snuff them out immediately or as soon as possible. You cannot, under any circumstances, let anybody interfere with your game. This is what they told me. When they said, don't let anybody interfere with your game, they meant anybody, including them. It was this kind of a subtle form of competition, man, and aggression. And you take this attitude with you when you go out and hustle, when you're in them streets. Because the lifestyle of a street hustler is very high pressure. It can be very stressful. And it's also a very paranoid type of lifestyle. I told you all that before. Because you have to watch so many things. You have to watch yourself first and foremost, but you have to watch everybody you come in contact with. You have to watch your environment, every environment you go into. I don't care whether you're going to a grocery store or you're going to a club. You need to watch every single environment that you place yourself in because, as it's been said, and it's true, the streets are watching. And they taught me that you cannot slip. Your game needs to be tight. You can't have too many game leaks, man. You can't get too comfortable. You can't get too complacent. Because even when you get to a point in your game where you're doing very well, it is a habit to become kind of complacent and kind of comfortable. But the streets are watching. So you have, while you are at a very high level in your particular game, you have 10, 20, 30 young cats, or it could be old cats, that are watching you, that want your position, that want your spot. And you can never get comfortable. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep it moving. And if they come and try to run in your lane, you need to just stomp them out. You cannot have two people going up the same ladder, up the same rung of the ladder at the same time. You need to push them off or push them down or put your foot on their head and keep them from reaching your stake. This is what they taught me. And it was this form of aggression that I started to get instilled in me because this was the environment I was in. But, and yes, there's a but, this type of aggression is a misinterpretation of the type of mentality and aggression that you need. When I got around real hustlers, and I told you all this before, they were aggressive. They weren't punks, but they were very humble, not weak, not pushovers, but very humble. The type of aggression that I was taught when I first got into the game, that is that street type of mentality that can lead and does lead to violence. These high level hustlers that I eventually got around, and they really hit me to some real game, they taught me that, yes, aggression, but you move in silence, not violence. Remember, life is a series of problems that must be solved. So why create unnecessary problems? A hustler moves on a first and not a second. I broke that down in another podcast. But a hustler, a real hustler, moves on scene. You don't want too much attention. Not while you're out there, not while you're working. Yes, you have nice things. Yeah, you got the change. Yeah, you got the image. Yes, you got the nice watch. Yes, you got the nice clothes. Yes, you got the nice car. You got the nice home. But all that stuff is pulled out at a particular time. When you're out there on the everyday, you don't pull that stuff out, man. It draws the wrong type of attention. Now, that's the street game. Now, there are other games where you're out there like that every day. But for street hustling, nah, man, you don't want that kind of attention. Because that kind of attention breeds jealousy. That type of attention breeds envy. And that's just from your environment. Now, if you're into something illegal, you're also going to draw the attention of somebody that can take your freedom. Why create unnecessary problems? You have enough problems to deal with on a daily basis. But this is, like I said, when I first got in the game, that's the way I was taught. Aggression. Competition. Stomp out competition. Be at the height of your game. Stay on it. Keep moving. Don't stop for nobody. Mother, father, child, girlfriend, wife. It doesn't matter. So when I got around the real hustlers, they explained to me that the aggression, and let me say this first. That aggressiveness, that mentality that I just explained to you is necessary. I'm not criticizing that mentality. For certain environments, let me make this clear, for certain environments, that kind of mentality is necessary. It does have a use. But here's another but. If you have a program, you need to understand that for long-term thinking, going from point zero, just starting out, to go to point, I don't know, 100. 100, that's not the end of your game, but that is a benchmark, something to measure your progress by. So from 1 to 100, okay, I need to have aggression. I need to be aggressive, but you need to have the right type of aggression. This is why I'm about to explain to you why aggression, the way it was explained to me when I got in the game, is a misinterpretation. The real aggression that you need to have is in your program. James, what is a program? This is another thing that a lot of younger hustlers, even some macs and pimps in the game, supposedly in the game, they don't even know what a program is. A program, let me just break this down very, very simply. A program is literally what it sounds like. It's a program. It's something that runs continuously over and over and over and over again. It's a cipher or a cycle or a rhythm. So, when you have this program running, this program, in order to keep it moving, it needs to be aggressive. And in order to keep the program aggressive, you have to have a certain level of ambition. You have to have a certain level of arrogance, for lack of a better term. I'm not saying even a certain level of selfishness. And people don't like hearing the word arrogance. They don't like hearing the word selfish. But these are some of the ingredients that you need. And again, these terms are misinterpreted. People want you to be average. You go to school, they're training you to be average. Even if you're a straight A student and you excel in that area, or maybe you have A's in certain subjects, when you get out of that environment, then you go to a college and then you go get a job. That's average. Even if it's a good job, that's still average. Because all the great people are still above you. They are living their definition of success. Now, if your definition of success is to have put yourself in a certain career and you honestly enjoy that career, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not criticizing it. But if your dreams and your goals or ambitions are far beyond just having a job or being stuck in a certain career for the rest of your life, then you need to start thinking above average. And I put this in a blog post. Check my blog. I believe it was a month or two ago. You need to start thinking above average because everything around you, everybody around you, wants you to be average. They produce average. Produce and consume. They produce average and they consume less than average. You want to produce greatness and consume greatness. What the heck do I mean? You want to produce greatness. You want to be beyond average. You want to do today what the next person won't do, so you can have tomorrow what the next person won't have. That's an old, old line, but it is true and it's factual. Your life is the direct reflection of your choices. Let me repeat that. Your life is the direct reflection of your choices. When you choose average, you think average, you get average. So if I want to do something great, if I want to do something remarkable, if I want to leave my mark in something, then I need to have, like I said earlier, a certain level of arrogance and a certain level of selfishness. But again, they tell you those things are bad. And they are bad when you use them to disempower or push and keep someone else down. But you might not want to hear this. But I'm going to say it anyway, because you need to know this. You need to have a certain level of selfishness about yourself. And I'm not saying be totally, completely selfish. That's an extreme. We don't want that. I'm not saying be completely and totally arrogant. Again, that's an extreme. We don't necessarily want that. But what we do want is that we want to know that I need to look out for myself. When I take care of myself and I think about myself, and I can do things for myself, I can teach others, I can help others. How are you going to help somebody if you can't help yourself? How are you going to motivate? And this happens a lot. You have people out there that are very good motivators, but they can't motivate themselves. You have people that are very good teachers. They know a lot of things. They have a lot of knowledge. But they don't do anything with it. They don't have any wisdom or understanding. They know a lot of things, but they don't have any wisdom. They don't know how and when to use that knowledge, how to apply it, how to make it and make it work for them so that they can have something. You need to have a certain level of arrogance and aggression and selfishness. But again, in the correct way, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. Let me make this even clearer. So I was completely broke, no car. I didn't even have an apartment, man. I was living out of a hotel efficiency, a weekly efficiency. For those who don't know what those are basically hotels, and you pay them by the week, and you stay in a little hotel room. You pay by week. I was living in one of those. And in my arrogance, and in my selfishness, and in my ambitiousness, I don't even know if that's a word. I'm a writer too, by the way. Anyway, but with those attributes, I placed myself around literally multi-millionaires in hustling, legitimate executives in business. I pushed myself and got in around these people. Doesn't that take a certain level of arrogance? Here you are, broke, no car, no money, no flashy clothes, no fancy jewelry, no place to live, no, you don't have a pot to piss in that's yours, as they say. None of these things. There's nothing speaking for you except you. Now, how in a state like that, a material state like that, was I able to get around and soak up game and be invited and respected by multi-millionaires that not only gave me a level of respect, but also shared game with me? All races, black, white, East Indian, Asian. Doesn't that take a certain level of arrogance? Doesn't it take a certain level of selfishness? How did that happen? How was I able to produce? We're talking about producing and consuming. Producing above average so we can consume above average. How was I able to produce results like that? Most people in my material circumstance would have been either afraid or even embarrassed to even try to speak to someone on that level. Not me. And because of the hustle in me, because of my discipline, my mindset, the way I was able to communicate, these people accepted me and respected me. Some of them even used to pick me up from this weekly efficiency. I used to go kick it with them, have lunch with them, or they invite me out to a meeting, let me sit down, and they would talk to me and give me game and then drop me back off at my weekly efficiency. Broke. Poor, looking poor, all because of what I had inside of me, not what is outside of me. This is before my game really kicked off. This is when I didn't have the money. And this is what I'm talking about. Your life reflects the way you think. I made a podcast about this a long time ago. Was an Ask a Hustler question. What is thinking the right way? What is positive thinking? Positive means to be sure. Positive means to be certain. You need to be sure and certain in the way you think. If you, again, I'm going to repeat this. It's important. If you think average, you get average. If you think below average, you get below average. If you consume below average or average, you will produce average. I didn't want to be around these average street cats. Once I got a taste of some real game, I didn't want to be around these average cats anymore. I wanted to be around people who had the knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding for things far beyond what these street cats could teach you. and I placed myself around them. So I was consuming the game from them, so I was able to produce game from them. A lot of people will tell you to get mentors. If that's what you need, that's fine. I didn't necessarily have mentors, anybody that I spoke to on a continuous, regular basis. But I took game where I could get game and put it into my game, and I figured it out on my own. As difficult as that was sometimes, I put it together on my own. I was tired of being broke. Tired. So, as my game increased, it was because I became better. My game increased because I became better. And that takes a certain level of arrogance, a certain level of selfishness, because you must spend the time to better yourself. That doesn't mean I wasn't messing with anybody else, spending time with anybody else, although I did limit my circle. You know, the game, whatever game you win, man, you're trying to reach the heights, it gets kind of lonely. Because again, a lot of people want you to be average. So they feel comfortable around you. It's not really for you, it's for them. They want to feel comfortable. Like, you have this ambition, you're pushing yourself, you're driving, you know, you're trying to get yourself in a faster lane. An average person feels uncomfortable around a person like that. They want you to slow down. They want you to think average, so they feel comfortable. And that's selfish, isn't it? So again, you know, go ahead and close this podcast out, because I don't want this to run too long. But I did want to give you this message. Do not misinterpret aggression. Your program, how you design, keyword. If you need to look this up in a dictionary, then look it up. Design. The way you design what your kingdom, as a king or queen of your kingdom, as you design what this is supposed to look like, what your end game is supposed to look like. This is your program. Your design, your overall plan, your purpose, and if you don't have a purpose yet, that's fine. You should at least have some goals. Remember, a purpose is something that you need to be willing to die for. That's how serious it is in the game. When you get a purpose, a life purpose, it's something that you are supposed to be willing to die for. Think about the power of that mentality. It sounds kind of crazy if you haven't heard it before, but think about the power of that mentality. I have dedicated my life to something. I have committed my life to something that if it ever happens, I'm willing to die for it. So if I pass, I know at least I was living my life, not being lived. Not my life living me. I was pushing myself toward bigger and better, not just accepting. Or, as they say, I wasn't just surviving, I was trying to thrive. Surviving is average. Thriving is steps above average. And we all, not all of us, but many of us are in a state where we're just surviving. And we're tired and worn out. We have dreams and ideas and goals and ambition to do so much more. But we don't make the choice to do those things. When you don't make the choice, you don't put the energy behind it. You don't start that cycle of justice, that cycle of rhythm. When you don't start that, then why do you feel that you're worthy of something great? You don't do anything great. You don't make decisions for greatness. But you feel entitled? You feel like somebody owes you something? How does that work? How does that work? I run into cats. Well, used to when I was out there. Just running into cats all the time. They just felt that they deserved more than what they had. But they didn't do anything above average. Nothing special. they get a little bit of money and they go, you know, do whatever they do. Go buy something to drink, maybe something to smoke. Go blow it on a few females or for a couple nights out to have some fun. And they come back after their little foray and they're broke again. And they have to start over again. Get some money up and hustle again. They didn't even come back with real money. How are you supposed to function like that? And you're supposed to be great. You're supposed to be the king or queen of your kingdom. That's average. You're surviving. You're not thriving. Aggression misinterpreted. Your program. And just sum all this up. Your program needs to be aggressive. And that aggression comes from you. It's not stomp out everyone else. It can become that. Again, in certain layers of the game, that mentality is necessary. But in general, that aggression is into your program for your life. That fuel, that fire is in breaking out of being average, pushing yourself to the limit. Stop listening to average people, although you may care about them. You might even love them. But once you step in the game, man, you cannot accept that line of thinking anymore. Which I put in my book, Revealing the Secrets of the Game, you have to die to yourself. The old you needs to pass away so that the new you can be reborn, a much stronger, dominant, focused, ambitious, arrogant, and selfish person emerges. I hope I clarified this subject in the game, and there's a lot more that I want to speak on. But we'll go ahead and close this out here. As always, I definitely appreciate you for taking your time and listening to these podcasts. I also thank you for taking the time and reading my blogs. My name is W. James Dennis. My website is wjamesd.com, W-J-A-M-E-S-D, the letter D, .com. And you can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com, W-J-A-M-E-S-D-E-N-N-I-S. @gmail.com. Until next time.